With the fire of
Time to him now. Is that your desire this evening? Is that your true desire this evening? I don't know about you, but the longer we go in this old earth, this old body here, the less I like it. And the more that I want the Lord just to break me and get me out of the way and consume me and make me more like Him. Amen. Are you ready to have some church? Amen. Let's just, we are in for a special treat tonight. So I hope you come expecting. Because I come expecting and the Lord is going to visit us. Amen. So just turn around and shake your neighbor's hand. And let's sing this old song, Come and Dine. Key of C. Amen. I come here to feast. How many come to feast on the Word today? Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Hallelujah. Oh my, if you come expecting tonight, you're going to receive. Let's sing that. song, Kia D, I would not be denied. Amen. How many's got a need that they're praying about? I'm sure there's not a person here that's not got something that they're praying about. Well, you've come to the right place. Just don't be denied. Reach out and claim it and accept it. You know, you may say, well, Brother Keith, you just don't understand what I've done. Well, no, I don't, but you don't understand what I've done. I saw Sister Sarah showed me something today that she had seen on Facebook, and I absolutely loved it. And I might get it wrong, but it said, if you think you've spoiled your plan that God had for you, I've got news for you. You are not that powerful. So whatever you've done, lay it at the altar. Claim your victory. Claim your healing. Whatever it is you need, don't be denied. Let's sing this. When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. An instant with the courage bold, I stood upon His word. Said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. Have you ever heard that? Oh, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. Oh, I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Now, O Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. Oh, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. And there's been many times that old Satan's jumped up on my shoulders and tried to tell me things, and I'm living proof that they're not true. I'm not going to be denied. Just before we change the order of the service and take these prayer requests, let's sing that song, I Have a Maker. Amen.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand.
He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. And He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. Sing it one more time. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. Amen. As they continue to play that real softly, we're just going to take these prayer requests before the Lord. Continue to remember Brother Ron Knobloch, who had a fall. Let's remember him in our prayers. Also, we want to remember Brother David and Sister Hannah Whitlock. They're homesick. Also, we want to continue to remember Sister Anna Jackson, who is homesick as well. And we want to remember Sister Angie Pritchard, that she's down in Georgia with her mother. Also, Brother David and Sister Jessie Cockman were at home sick. We want to continue to remember my uncle. He's my dad's brother that's out in Washington. He's on his last days with cirrhosis, and he's just asking the Lord to be merciful to him. He has a very good relationship with the Lord, and he's at peace, and he's just ready to get on out of this old pest house. Also want to remember Sister Amber. She's at home sick this evening. Want to remember my brother Brian. He had to take off and leave to go out to work. We want to continue to remember Sister Becky and Brother Fulcher during this difficult time. We want to remember Brother Matt Cross and Brother John Cockman as they're in Florida ministering. Also, we had this from this morning from Brother David Stevens, said to please pray for Lee Moy. He had a heart attack and had to have a double bypass and a hole in his heart. We know the Lord is able to minister to that need. And also, this request turned in by Sister Rachel, to please remember the family, extended family of the Arizonian police officer Clayton Townsend, who was fatally struck during a traffic stop, leaving a wife and 10-month-old son. Amen. We certainly want to remember that family during this difficult time. I know there's many needs among us. Remember to pray for each other. Amen. Brother Josh, if you would come and just take these requests before the Lord.
Lord, who submitted them. I pray, Lord, you just be merciful, Lord, to them and gracious. That's all we can ask for, Father. And just uplift our little bit of faith, Lord, that we may have all together, Father, just to petition, Lord, for them, Lord, for these needs. Lord, for health, Lord, just burdens, and whether it's a financial need for our family, God, who's lost a husband, God. We pray, Lord, for that loss, Lord. It just seems it's that time, Lord, around in a lot of families, God, where loved ones are just moving on from this life, Lord, from us. We pray, Lord, you just be merciful, Lord, and comfort them, Lord. Lord, we pray for the minister tonight, God, as he prepares the word. May our worship, Lord, be pleasing to your ears, God. And we pray, Lord, for revelation tonight, God. And may you just continue, Lord, to go with us, Lord, as we leave this place, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord, and thank you for this day. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Josh. You may be seated. Brother Mitchell's got a song for us this evening. As he's coming at this time, I want to read a couple of announcements here. The end of year contribution statements are available in the library, so be sure to see Sister Frida and pick those up. Also, Sister Cindy's sewing class is Friday the 25th at 5:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. That's the sewing class, Friday, February the 25th, 5:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. I also have a card here to read that's from Brother Barry and Sister Becky and the family. It says, thank you for your sympathy at this difficult time. It makes such a difference just knowing that caring thoughts are there. And this was written by the Coffey family and the Fulchers. It says, Hickory Bible Tabernacle, we would like to thank all of you for everything you have done for us during this time of grief and pain at the passing of Sister Fulcher. We appreciate every card, email, text, and phone call. We also deeply appreciate the food sent to our home during this time. It was a tremendous blessing and help to us. It blessed our hearts that so many of you made the drive to Virginia for the visitation on Friday and the funeral on Saturday. It does help to go through those times when the church family is there to support us. Your help and service at the reception was also a blessing. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Please continue to keep us in your prayers, the Coffey and the Fulcher family. This will also be back in the library for you to take a look at as well. Amen. Brother Mitchell.
Take the spirit in my heart and come and finish.
finish what you started. When they see me, let them see you. 'Cause I just wanna be different. I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright that the whole world can see that there's something different. Just come and be different. I just wanna be different. So could you be different in me?
Amen. That is truly my desire tonight. I want to be different. Let's all stand. We'll have the ushers come at this time. We'll receive the evening tithe and offering. Brother Andy, if you would bless the offering.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come this evening to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. We ask now, Lord, that you just bless this tithe and this offering. We also ask, Lord, that you would come in the volume of your book, your word, Lord.
Amen. As Brother Barry comes, let's sing that song, I Need You, Lord. I Need You, Lord, right now.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We need you, Lord. Our hands, we bow our knees and worship at your throne. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now.
Oh, make it personal to him now.
Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I lift my hands and bow my knees.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated this evening just for a moment here. I asked Brother Jewel Forney if he would come this evening and minister for us. And so he's just getting ready to come out this evening here. And good to have Sister Vanessa here tonight as well. And I just want to echo my wife's sentiment there on the card that she wrote down to the church here and just say that we really do always appreciate the support that was given. So many people from the church who came up and visited during the funeral and the viewing there. It was really nice to be able to look out and see so many people with familiar faces there. It was really a really blessing to have all the people there. And I mentioned on Wednesday night that, you know, my wife and I, we don't say to people very much, you know, if there's anything we can do, let me know. When it comes to troubles like that. Sometimes we actually do say that. I found myself saying that to somebody this week. But I usually try to articulate that a little bit more, you know, to add a little bit more to that and find out ways that we can help. And sometimes it's nice to explore a little bit and find out how you can assist people when it comes to difficult times like that. There are some things that, you know, you go through as a family. And families, you know, they, you know, doctors can't help, and you know, caregivers, they can only help so much, And, you know, there's just some things you go through as a family. That's what families do. They care for one another and support one another, and that's important. But, you know, most of the people here that I've talked to and most of the people I communicated with this week all said the same thing, that, you know, you're like family. And that's comforting to know that we have a big family, and families care for one another, so we appreciate that. But it doesn't end. As we look around the assembly, there's a lot of needs and a lot of people going through things. January, the month of January, and people in hospitals will tell you this, January is a difficult month for a lot of people, and they go through valleys. People go through valleys. People go through times of having a hard time with their health, especially older people in the month of January. And not really sure why that is. Maybe it's weather or, you know, shortness of the sun or whatever else. But, you know, it just seems like it can be a hard time. So for those of us that are well and strong, we need to pray for those that are weak or going through difficult times, because that's what families do. And, you know, we appreciate you as a body and the care that's given. And may the Lord richly bless you for all of that. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to invite Brother Jewell to come this evening here, and just want you to put your feet under the table, and Diane is his guest tonight, and I need you to help Brother Jewell and pull on the gift and encourage him along, because Brother Jewell's been on the road a long time. He said 32 years, been on the road full-time evangelism for 32 years. That's a long time. That's a long time to be on the road. But Brother Jewell is a faithful servant of God, and, you know, over all those years, still has a really good report. And I appreciate that about a minister when they have such a good report. And we are honored to have him with us tonight. So we're going to turn it over to our Brother Jewell. Let's sing that little chorus here. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Let's sing it together.
I worship you, Almighty God. Oh, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. Oh, there is none like you. Sing it again now one more time. I worship you, all yours.
Hallelujah. Oh yes, hallelujah. The Lord this evening. We thank God for His grace and His mercy. And I appreciate Brother Barry getting this opportunity to be here. But me and him almost got the same problem. We about to preach out this weekend. So I told him I'm not going to try to sing, but we're going to ask God to give us strength to finish this message for you this evening by God's grace. And we trust it be a blessing to you. It's good to see you. I appreciate Brother Barry. He's showed himself to be a real friend. You know, sometimes I preach for preachers, I don't know them, but we got to know each other over the years, and he's been a real friend, and I appreciate him. Appreciate my wife traveling with us. We just celebrated our 37th anniversary, and And we thank God for that. You know, she done put up with me for 37 years. I told her, out of 37 years, man, I say, we've been together for 40. I say, hey, man, she ain't going nowhere. I done paid for a house. So I told her, man, I'm like, hey, we thank the Lord for her. She, we got my oldest grandboy just went to college to be a lawyer, and we got 8 grandchildren, and we thank God for that, you know. And I just good to see everyone here. And then thanks so good to see Brother Mark and Brother Abby. What's your name, man?
Billy.
Billy, okay, man. Okay. Man, that's a senior moment. Okay, God bless. I'm getting ready to get out there. Oh, man, I hate not saying that. Okay, let me go right to the Word of God if I mess up. Amen. Amen. Let us get to the. I'm going to read from 2 places in the Scripture. The book of Amos. 3 and verse 6 and 7. And I'm going to also read the book of St. Luke, the 4th chapter. But Amos, and I'm going to begin to read verse 6 and 7. And it reads like this. It says, shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord had not done it? Surely the Lord would do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. That do not need no interpretation. It is complete black and white on your Bible. Surely the Lord would do nothing except he come to a prophet to reveal his secrets. I'm going to go to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. And I want to begin reading at the 18th verse down to 21st verse this evening. St. Luke, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 18. Jesus speaking, and we know the story. He goes and takes the scroll, and Isaiah, and he begins to read these words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. Amen. And gave it again unto the ministers, and sat down in the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. I said, you know, he couldn't have been talking to serpents because they ain't got ears. Amen. He was talking to those that can hear the word. Let's pray. Father God, help me one more time to yield my body, my mind, my spirit, and my soul to you, Father. Help me, O God, to get myself out of the way that I wouldn't hinder your spirit. Now, Father, for this service, Father, I give you my body, soul, and spirit. I trust you will use it. I give you all my strength. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I'm going to take my coat off. You can't work and fight with a coat off. And when you're preaching, you're doing both. I think I'll throw it back here for a minute. And that was, so here we are. We looked at the Word of God. I like the way the Word of God say, in the Scripture, it began to talk about here, surely the Lord would do nothing except he reveal his secret unto his servant, the prophet. How did we read over in the book of St. Luke? Here goes Jesus come and took the scripture concerning himself and found himself in the Word. Hallelujah. And I took a title from that this evening. A prophet is sent to reveal the authority of the scripture. Hallelujah. In other words, we wouldn't know what we was except God had a provided way through a prophet, so we can see the revelation of the scripture. Hallelujah. And I begin to think on them things right there as I begin to realize here, we talk about the authority of the scripture. Hallelujah. The Bible here, we realize here, go back to the book of Jeremiah. He said, if you want to know something, Satan hates 2 books of the Bible, the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. Now we want to find him. We can go back to the book of Genesis, and then we can show where he started, and we can go to the book of Revelation, show where he ends. I took it right here because I realized in the book of Genesis here, Adam had full authority in the word. Adam had scripture authority. In other words, as long as Adam walked in the word, there was no power that could touch him. Adam, in other words, you ever thought about Adam's mind for a few minutes? I looked at the mind of Adam, and I said, you know, Adam in his mind, Adam didn't have, he had power, and he had love, and he had a sound mind. He didn't have no battles, he didn't have no pain, he didn't have no sickness. All he had was power, love, and a sound mind. You ever thought about that? In other words, so now God had told them, he told Adam and Eve in the beginning, he said, you may eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you don't touch that tree. Don't you eat from that. And I said, I started studying on that. I started, why would God, out of all the trees in the garden, he told them this one tree that you ain't going to eat of. In other words, this tree right here is good and evil, which you can't eat, and where God is good. Hallelujah, that's what God is good. But here go a tree that got a mixture in it. It's good and evil. You ever thought about that? In other words, then Adam, I want you to know, sir. So God, when Adam, in other words, here go what took place. Here go Eve, she moved out from the word or the authority of the word. And what did she do? She took of that forbidden fruit. And Adam took it too. And when he done this, he received something from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What did he receive? You ever thought about that? What did Adam receive when he took down that tree of knowledge, good and evil? I want you to, I'm going to take a scripture real quick, what he received. Hallelujah. In other words, he received something. He said it from his own lips that he should never been able to mention because God had never mentioned this word before. So we find here in the book of Timothy, hallelujah, it says here, Timothy 1:7, say, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So when Adam took this word, when he broke God's word, he received a spirit called fear. But God didn't give that to him. And God didn't give that to you neither. Hallelujah. In word, God did not create us to fear. He created us to have the power and love and a sound mind. But I want you to know, sir, now, and the reason I took this word right here, because I realized what I want to deal with a few things here for a few minutes. Hallelujah. When Adam received the spirit of fear, what did he do? He started to try to hide himself from the presence of God. When a man began to fear, he started trying to hide himself. I want you to know, sir, what did he open up? What did Adam open up when you fear? For the first time, Adam opened up the spirit of fear. So now he got to deal with imagination. He wouldn't have never had did. He had a peace of sound mind. Now he got to deal with imagination. Hallelujah, God. Here he was. He had to imagine how would he hide himself when God come there and called him. He tried to find a way to hide himself. Because he received something that God never gave him. Hallelujah. So now the voice of God will come and call Adam. And Adam had hid himself from the presence of God. How did he get the knowledge to do that? He began to imagine, what can I do to hide myself? Because he was afraid. Because judgment was coming because he done left the word. Hallelujah. So he started trying to hide himself. He hid behind the fig tree. And then, but you can't hide from God. Hallelujah. You cannot hide from God. So God began to call Adam. Adam, where are you? And Adam said, I heard your voice. He had heard it many times before. He fellowship with him in the cool of the day. He could walk there. They could fellowship together. God could talk to Adam. Adam could talk back to him. But now Adam heard that same voice. And he said, I heard your voice. And I was afraid. God had never mentioned the word fear. So he knew, right? Adam, had you eaten of the tree that I told you not to eat of, now you don't receive the spirit of fear. Now you're going to be battled with your imagination. What do we do here? And then he says, and then we go on to stir him. I'm just trying to paraphrase it to build the thought. Then he goes on to the stir begin to unfold more and more. And then what did Adam say? How did God begin to deal with Adam? Adam had to find a way out. He said, this woman you gave me. He had to push the blame on somebody else. Because now he's trying to find a way to escape. And he said, the woman you gave me. Then the woman said, the serpent. But you know what? He was the fault. And the imagination began to open up. And I want you to realize here, when Adam did this, he brought the whole human gear, the whole room of human race, subject to fear. And fear caused men to begin to try to hide themselves. I try to make a way in the imagination how they can escape, how they can do wrong and find a way out. I want you to know, sir. Then the scripture began to open up. We find here, once fear began to come on man, imagination began to open up. When imagination began to open up, we find the sons of God go down and see the daughters of men. In their mind, it unlocked something in their mind that here they were, here these sons of God go and see these ungodly satanic women. And they took these women. Because imagination. They forgot about those women that worked out there in the field with them. Hollywood brothers had calluses on their hand and everything. But they seen in imagination, they seen the ungodly women, and they took on any women. And God himself said, hey, you know, the imagination of man is on evil continually. Hallelujah, internet and all these things, this story right now, it always was in the mind of man. How did the man begin to move up his imagination and begin to move it to the other realm? And man began to say, all right, they begin to imagine what can they do after God destroyed the earth and knowing that, what can we do to escape it? They took the imagination. And they begin to perverted Pentecost. How do you know where? Because they got in one mind. And they got in one accord. And imagination began to come together. And man began to take what was in his mind and put it in a substance. And he began to build a tower. And the tower began to get high. And it began to get mightier. And to the point God looked down on the earth and he seen the power of the imagination. And God said, if I don't go down and do something, it will not be impossible for anything that man imagined to do. How so God went down and changed their language. Imagination began to grow. And fear began to rule this thing now. Now what I told them this morning, how you just stop it. That man's imagination began to get stronger and stronger and stronger. When we go and we find Cain and Abel worshiping. Abel worshiped by revelation. Cain worshiped by imagination. He imagined that God would accept this. If I do this way, God will accept it. Hallelujah. And he built a pretty altar the way he saw it in his mind. But God was looking in the heart of Abel. Abel looked by revelation. And Abel offered blood. He didn't see it. He got it by revelation. Cain offered his sacrifice. He thought maybe God would receive it. But God didn't receive it. How did God reject Cain? And when he rejected Cain, how his imagination began to run wild. Because God told Cain, he said, if you do as your brother, you will be accepted, Cain. Why didn't Cain do it? Because jealousy rose up. Imagination began to work. He's making me look bad. Well, God didn't accept me. He accepted him, and he got a mess down there. And I did my best to offer God a sacrifice. In other words, so Cain began to get jealous. And when Cain did, a spirit got on Cain, and his jealousy began to raise up. And what did he do? He took through his imagination, I will get rid of this guy. Imagination. We talked about that there. I'm wondering the reason I'm dealing with this. Because I find this has been the most powerful thing that we got to deal with today. So we begin to go in here, we find out. And when we want to get the emphasis on imagination, but hallelujah, in a word. So now when Adam took up this tree right here of knowledge, good and evil, it was a tree of a double mind. Hallelujah, good and evil. And a double-minded man cannot be stable. Hallelujah. In other words, you can be good one day and you can be evil the next day. That is a double mind. Hallelujah. We got to have one mind. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Count it not robbery to be with God. So we can begin to realize here. So we realize this double minded. Hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. Because why? The tree was good and evil. In other words, that was the serpent represented. Hallelujah. The serpent was, and the serpent was used as a symbol of good and evil. We find that brass serpent hanging up on there in the time of Moses. It represents sin have already been judged. It's something about serpent. You ever think about a snake? It's something about a snake. If you ever see a snake, hallelujah, it's the most fearful thing that you can walk up on. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm not scared of snakes. I'm not so much scared of snakes and things like that. But you know, I don't want to walk up on them. If I know he's there, if I know where he is, I know how to deal with him. I can even catch him if I know where he is. But the point of it is, walking up on him, or you see it, it always be in your mind. You always be in your mind. I saw a big snake come up in front of my house. Hallelujah, I'm not even scared of this snake. Hallelujah, it's a big black snake. In a word, but when he come up in front of my house, I saw him. And every time I go around my house, my mind think about that snake. It's fear. In a word, even though I know that I went under the house to do some work, and I'm thinking, where you at, buddy? Because I didn't want you to drop out on me and I don't know it. How do you can cause some problems down there? Hallelujah. So when you see what's that? It's a servant. So when you receive something from Satan, hallelujah, it always comes with a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. You always look at her. Hallelujah. So we begin to realize man begin to move in fear. And now, because of the imagination, man got to deal with fear. Adam raised me, had to deal with fear. We shouldn't have never had to deal with it. So now we find even in the Exodus, here they were, they come out, they seen the power of God, they seen the creative power, they seen frogs, they seen all these supernatural things, and they get down to the Red Sea, and demons travel by hearing and by sight. So they got down to the Red Sea, and they heard behind them Pharaoh's horses. So now the imagination began to move. Hallelujah, the imagination began to work. Pharaoh is coming behind us. We're going to die today. We're going to perish today. And now they turn around and look. Now their eyes have declared the enemy was there. So now in their mind, begin to run away. Instead of them calling on God for deliverance, they called to go back. They wanted to turn around and go back where they come from. Hallelujah. Because now they haven't won the greatest battle that they ever had in their minds. And they get mad at the message. They get mad at the message. I didn't know it was going to be this hard. I didn't know we had to give this up. I didn't know we had to give that up. Hallelujah. Anyway, we should have stayed back there. Wanted to stone Moses. Moses go, he come to God. And everywhere he realized he about ready to stone him, his imagination running away too. And everywhere he come here, and God turned around and said, you gird yourself up like a man, Moses. Hallelujah, why are you crying unto me? Go down there and speak to the man. Speak to him and go for it, Moses. Hallelujah, God want us not to look at what the imagination says, but look at what Revelation says. Want you to notice this thing right here. Imagination is powerful. People leave churches, women, husbands, wife, and things. People, confusion come. Where did it normally come from? From somebody that let their imagination run away. We're dealing with the Old Testament. We're going to get to the New Testament in a few minutes. Hallelujah. It was somebody let their imagination run away. I imagine that this went wrong. I imagine that this person don't like me. That's your imagination. You don't come to church to find people that like you. You come to church to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. You forget about everybody else and get your mind on Jesus. But let me show you. This thing is like a movie in your mind. Imagination is something. People say, Brother Jewel, I deal with people all the time. And they'll come to me and they'll say, Brother, since I got saved, boy, I'm having all kinds of mind battles. You're still living, ain't you? You know, people think, they think because they get to say and get a new birth, that's for to quit. That don't quit. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said you got to cast down that thing. That thing don't quit. Because you get the Holy Ghost, it do not leave you. You got to fight your way through this world. You got to fight against your imagination. You got to tell the devil, I'm a son of God. I don't care what you flout my head and say. Imagination. Let me just show you how this powerful this spirit is. I took a scripture. I was looking at one today, and I was looking, and it was talking about jealousy. Now, jealousy normally comes from something in our mind. You know, somebody might sing better than you, and the devil come to you. Look at them. They're outdoing you. But remember, we're not here to try to please people. We're not here to try to outsane people. We're here to sing to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about it. You might not can't hold a tune, but when you get up and give your heart to God, that's all He required. But we're not here to put on a show. We're here to praise God. How do you praise God in your own way? You say, Brother Jewel, I don't know how. This person right here, they can sing better than me. So what? But when I come to church, you don't come to church to please people. You come to church to please God. So get your mind on God. But jealousy is a powerful spirit. Let me just deal with this demon for a few minutes. Jealousy is a powerful spirit. According to the book of Numbers, 5:14, it says, and the spirit of jealousy come upon a man, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon a man, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. If she's not defiled, and jealousy come upon him, and he become possessive, and jealousy, that's his imagination. The devil is taking over his mind, and he's accusing her, and he's jealous of her, and he's saying things to her, because his mind says she's not true to you. That's your imagination. That's the thing that we got to fight against every minute of the day. Oh, I want you to realize here, it goes deeper than that. I want you to realize here how strong the imagination is. Hallelujah. Here goes, we go to the battle here. Here goes Joshua, he get down here. Hallelujah. All the evidence, Moses told him to take the land. Moses told him the promise of God, go over there and possess the land. You might have to fight forever into the ground, but keep fighting. So those guys go over there and spy the land out. Here they come back with grapes. Big old juicy grapes. Can them on their mind. And they can them here. Here they come back with the evidence that the land was good. Hallelujah. In other words, they had evidence that the land was good. Hallelujah. But it was 10 lying preachers come back. Hallelujah. 10 lying preachers that let the imagination run away with them. Hallelujah. They said, well, Brother Brandon, we're not in Pentecost. Signs and wonders is over. You telling a lie. As long as the Holy Ghost is here, He's still healing. He's still setting free. He delivered for demons. This work is done all the way to the end of the world. But here they come. Now, the imagination running away. Here they was. What did you see? Whew. Whoa, man, you better realize. You know, everybody see it the way they are. If some people see the devil little, some see him big. They're going to be in all shapes and sizes. But one thing, he's still a devil. Hallelujah. I don't care if he's little, or big, or tall, whatever. He's still a demon. Hallelujah. He has no power but the bluff of the mouth. But here he is. Here they come back. They all begin to exaggerate how they saw him. Whew. Man, it was big. How big? And a man come here. How did you see him? Man, whew. You talking about huge. Man, we look real small in this sight. In other words, the other guy said, man, I feel like a grasshopper. Boy, you put yourself in a bad shape. I'd rather be an ant than a grasshopper. Hallelujah. God don't say nothing good about a grasshopper. But he said, Solomon said, study the ant. Hallelujah. Here he was. But the imagination run away. But Joshua, he did not go by what it looked like. He didn't go now by what he saw. He said, God said for us to take the land. In 3 days, we going across. I don't care if you believe it or not. You can stay on this side of Jordan, but I'm crossing over. Your imagination. Let us keep moving here for a few minutes. So now we realize here, imagination. Why didn't Saul go out there being anointed by the prophet, being anointed with the oil, go out there and face Goliath? He was anointed to face Goliath. He was anointed to take him. God put anointing on him. But why didn't he do it? Because he couldn't conquer his imagination. All he could hear was Goliath. Give me somebody. Give me somebody. And all his bluffing. And he heard it so much in his mind that it talked him out of the fight. It talked him to go. He cowered down. And he had the anointing on him. He could have went out there and slew Goliath. God anointed him for the job. But he was beginning to cower down. But David didn't know nothing about that. How did David hear? David was on the backside of the desert. He didn't hear all this. All he knew by revelation that my God is powerful. My God is strong. I seen my God in action. He delivered me from the hand of a bear. He delivered me from the hand of a liar. I killed this guy. His imagination didn't get in the way. He didn't let his imagination stop him. I'm going after this giant. Hallelujah. When he seen David come, even I want to let you know here, I want to show you how the imagination works. When the prophet Samuel come to anoint David, he looked over there. He said, you got to be kidding. Come here, David. Come here, fella. Stand up here for a few minutes. He said, this has got to be a joke. Hallelujah. He comes out there. Here's going to prophet here. He's looking at this. And he's going to fight him. And the brother, look at him. This can't be the man. You sure God? What was he looking at? Through the imagination. He was looking at what he could see on the outside. God was looking at here, what he could see on the inside. David was looking here. I might be small, but that ain't all. Anyway, I don't care how big he is. I'm not backing down from here. Hallelujah. Even though when you look at the side, when you look at the giant and you let your imagination run over, it'll make sin look bigger than your faith. Your imagination will become stronger than your faith. Okay, God bless you, brother. Don't let it happen. But here we are. Saul didn't. He couldn't take the challenge. But David said, it don't bother me. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I'm not here. I wonder what the devil probably talking to him do. David, you out of your mind. Do you realize this guy, how much he done, what he done, what he's saying about the armies of the living God? How much threat he here? How he talking about? He doesn't worry. That giant might be cancer. That giant might be sugar diabetes. That giant might be high blood pressure. Don't let him pluff you down. Hallelujah. God is able. God is still able to still heal the same way. The prophet of God said, do not fear a castle, because if you fear it, it become a giant. David didn't know that. David went out there. David was ready to fight so bad, he couldn't even wait to get out. That guy didn't walk out, he run out. Hallelujah, because he realized. He said, this day I'm going to kill you. Goliath thinking this is a joke. Y'all said, he was not even mad. Because he was not mad at David. He was mad because he thought it was an insult. You seen this little guy out here to fight me? Y'all making a joke out of me. Send me a man. Oh yeah, you have more men than you think you have. Hallelujah, but that man was depending on the power of God. I don't care how small you are. I don't care how little you are. When you call on the name of Jesus, every devil had to bow. Every knee got to confess that he's Lord. Your power was in the word. And then he went out there. And we know the story how he brought Goliath down. So we begin to look at imagination. And we begin to go here. I'm the reason I'm talking about this. Because so many people today, they feel like when they get saved, hallelujah, they run. Why now when I'm saved, all these battles coming? Because this is the time that the devil going to try you every day. The devil going to fight you every day. But something on his side. I'm not holding to my own self. I'm not holding to what I feel. I'm holding to the Word of God. I can do all things. Not some things. All things through Him that strengthens me. Imagination. I want you to notice here. So we begin to go and look at these things here. In the Old Testament, how many examples showed us? How many examples showed us that we could do all things through Christ? that's gritting us. Hallelujah. I want you to realize here, we realize today what it is today. Satan come to fight us with one power. One power is done took over the world. Peoples just can't deal with it. The imagination. Satan took an instrument off the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And it could be used either way and totally it off hell. If you can imagine it, you can make it come to pass. If you want to see how it is to make a bomb, pull it up. You want to see how it is to rob a bank, they got it on there. You want to see anything. But also under there, if you want to see God preach the word, it's on there too. Hallelujah. It's a knowledge of tree of good and evil, and we got to have it. People say, oh, brother, we can make it without it. No, you can't make it without horse and buggy day now. Horse and buggy day over here. I can't write a letter and pick up a piece of paper and send it to the airport and say, I want a ticket. I need technology to get a ticket. Hallelujah. So I won't have to depend on this knowledge of good and evil. We got to have it. But the point of it is, you got to realize here, it's still an instrument. And it's in your own power to either pick it up and use it right or pick it up and condemn yourself to hell. It's your choice. Everybody said, I told them today, I heard somebody years ago, they said, internet send people to hell. I said, that's a lie. Internet don't send people to hell. They ain't no more than your car. They ain't no more yourself. They ain't no more your car or any other instrument you got. That ain't what sends you to hell. It's what you do with it. Hallelujah. You can pick up your instrument, cut a radio, and pray near my God today. Hallelujah. That ain't sending you to hell. But you can also pick up that radio and cut the wrong channel and it say, your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Send yourself right to hell with the same instrument. Hallelujah. So it's up to you. It's up to you. We in this age, we gotta fight it for every inch of the ground. Hallelujah. And also this thing right here, hallelujah, the imagination we fight here. When Paul began to come on the scene, Paul began to warn. He could have warned us of a lot of things. He could have warned us of a lot of things we come against, but he warned us of one thing. Cast down imagination. Cast down imagination. Because that is the thing that caused us to give up. Oh, and the devil been telling me for so long. Oh, I done had so many battles. And the devil done told me so long. I'm not going to be able to make it. I got so many failures. You are looking at the mouth of the devil. What did God say about you? Hallelujah. You got to begin to cast down your imagination. You will never beat the devil with my imagination. You got to beat my revelation. You say, I thought it was going to be easy when I got saved. Well, you're in the wrong battle. You're in the wrong battle. It was not even easy when Jesus got baptized. When Jesus got baptized, hallelujah, it looked like Jesus should, here he was, come out of the water, and he goes straight into the wilderness. He done got baptized, the Spirit of God done fulfilled that vessel with come out and manifested it in itself in that vessel, identified it from heaven. Here goes Jesus there. You thought the devil was going to let up on that? He had to walk the same battle. To walk the same battle. The devil fight him the same way he'll fight you. If you get hungry, here you get hungry. I get hungry, he'll fight us the same way. Hallelujah. That word. So when Jesus got wicked, he got hungry. What did the devil come to him? The imagination. Jesus was not fighting a physical battle. It was within. And the devil said to Jesus, if you be the Son of God. You hear me, Jesus? You hear me? If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. How they bow down and do it, Jesus. Jesus, oh no, I'm getting ready to cast you down. Hallelujah, that word, Jesus took the word of God. He said, Satan, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of the seed, not the mouth of God. What did he do? He cast him down. He refused to let his imagination make him bow. And then the devil took him up and tried to get him to throw himself off the temple and to cast himself down and all that. His angels give it. He even quoted scripture. He even quoted scripture. People today, we got people that quote. Everybody got a quote for everything. If they want to see it, Brother Brandon said that. They all, Brother Brandon said that. Hallelujah, back in 1957. But now, after the full word come open, Brother Brandon went back and said, back then he had to come to his revelation of maturity like me and you. Hallelujah. One time, Brother Brandon tied the soul, the spirit, and all these things. And later on, he come back and straighten it out. Amen. Brother Brennan was a man. He made comments when Brother Brennan said that the black people would probably slaughter under Martin Luther King. And then, and all the people said, walk out. They said, thus said the Lord. Sister Hume, Brother Tim's mama wrote a note because she wanted to know whether this was prophecy or this was his opinion. And when he get this, he said, oh, my God. Oh, God, Sister Hume, I'm sorry. The people misread me. That was my opinion. He was just looking at her. So Brother Brennan get back up. He straightened it out there. He was a man. But when he came here and stood here and God took his vest over, he was a more than a man. It was not Brother Brennan that was conquering them demons. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. Just like Brother Barry, he's a man. But when he stand behind that pulpit and yield his vest to the word, it's not Brother Barry, it's Jesus you hear. But Jesus go here and the devil here, he said, it's written that you tempt me, Satan. This Satan gave him the strongest battle he ever had. He offered him the kingdoms of this world, the beauty of him, the glory of him. All he had to do is become the second person in the Godhead. Two lords, I guess. Because for him to bow down is to elevate Satan to the position of God. And he would have been the son. He'd been under God. Then you got two of them. How did but Jesus knew it wasn't but one God? He knew it wasn't but one person to worship. What did he tell the devil? It ain't no two Lord doctrine. I am him. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Here I am he that was dead and I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and hell. No devil, it is written. I worship the Lord thy God and him only shall I serve. He bought his imagination. But we still dealing with imagination. A different way. Every time we come, we want to find out about everything. Our problem is we know too much. We do. We know too much. If we don't, we can't take it. We find one little spot pop on us. Oh. A knot. Ain't nothing but a blackhead squeezing. But here we are trying to find out, is it a cancer? Oh, let me look this thing up. Oh, let me see what it is. Boom. We have sickness a long time, and we be bothered with a lot of things, and we never even get sick until we worry about it. One thing we ought to worry about more than anything. We ought to worry about this more than anything. Hallelujah. You don't say, oh, people so germ conscious now. Oh, man, you can't hardly do nothing today. Everybody. I ain't getting no germs on me. I got me some sanitizer. I went in that bathroom, I'm clean. When you come out, you had to breathe. Demons is in the air. Hallelujah. So you, in other words, all these germs and things here, how are we going to overcome this air? How are we going to overcome all this demon power? Hallelujah. We got all kind of virus. Had you had your flu shot? Which one? Which one of the flu shots I'm going to have? Tell me. There's so many different types of flu. Tell me which one. The point of it is, I'm not worried about a flu shot because I'm not worried about receiving the devil. I'm trying to keep him out. Imagination. If Brother Barry would, and be honest, he knows what the mission field like. If a man do not believe in the supernatural, you better not go to the mission field. Because you're going to be faded with some circumstances that your imagination is going to start working. And that is the way it is, ain't it, Brother Barry? I remember one time I was in a country, and that way I walked over there, and this lady was outside, she was stirring this pot. And I looked in that pot. And the devil said in my mind, that's rat. That was my imagination. I couldn't prove what was in the pot, but it was some kind of meat. And I was thinking here, I was, oh my God, she's cooking the best for me. I said, Lord, how I'm going to eat this stuff. And then when I'm trying to figure out my mind, you seen what was in that thing floating around. Oh God. And they brought it out on a leaf. You know what I'm talking about? You had a little leaf. They put a slap that stuff on there. So God help me to keep this down. Because every time I take a bite in my mind was going crazy. Hallelujah, you know what you eat? Hallelujah, you know what I done? I didn't ask her. We too many people, we don't want to know everything. What is it? It would have been better if you didn't know what it was. That was my wife. We go overseas somewhere, and she, the first day, she wanted to know what that is. I said, be quiet. Just eat the thing. I'm not going to eat what you eat. Because, you know, we don't even know if it tastes good or not. We never even taste it. But because of imagination, we'll look at it and say it don't even look good. You know, that imagination, if we look at a lot of things, we say, hey, I ain't going to eat that. That don't look good. How you know? You don't get it. You don't know how food tastes by looking. Taste it. You know, more people, you say hog chillings. And they'll say, I ain't going to eat that stuff. It don't look good. Had you ever tasted one? It's the best thing you can put in your mouth. But your imagination will begin to run away. I know where it come from. Well, look at it. We all come from something. I mean, I'm just showing you how the imagination works. How the imagination works so powerful. That's why we can't overcome nothing in this area. Why we can't overcome all these demon power. People's more sicker today than they ever was. They got all this technology, and we got people dying more today than they did. Go to the bush. Ask Brother Barry. You got some of them chiefs. Them guys are living, we get 120 years old. What happened? He don't know nothing about germs. He live in the bush, he eat wild food, eat wild berries, and he live a lot longer than we do. We got all this technology, we got this in our food, we got that in our food, and we die a lot quicker. So it'll let you know it ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the point of it is, we are in an age of technology, and the devil fighting us with germ warfare, and the people that falling subject to it. We must get ready, brother. We must rise up and cast down our imagination. Hallelujah. In other words, I don't even read on old symptoms. When I go to places, you ever go in the hospital, sit down and waiting on, go and make a doctor appointment. Normally they have a screen up there, or they have little pamphlets up there for you to read about the devil that you think you got. You know, when you get one of them little pamphlets in it, and you begin to say, I need to know what this is, how it's going to act. If you know how it's going to act, your imagination is going to work on you real bad, buddy. Hallelujah. When I got down to Uganda, they gave me a paper that said, don't drink the water. Don't do this with the water. If you drink the water, you may hear nothing where they haul anything. They gave me a pamphlet when I stepped off the airplane into the land of Uganda. They gave me a pamphlet. And in that pamphlet, they said, I wouldn't leave. Come on this island unless you read this pamphlet. And I was walking. And I went to read it. Some said, you're making a mistake. I put that thing up. You say, why you didn't read it? Because if I would have read it, then my imagination would have started working. The first time I feel a chill in my body, and the first day the devil said, I told you you got malaria. How do you feel yourself getting cold? Or if I didn't know it, I just got a chill. I wouldn't think about it. It's imagination. Hallelujah, God trying to get us to get rid of this fellow right here. Hallelujah, this fellow right here. You say, well, I'm saved. I got the Holy Ghost. Why hadn't the devil quit? He would never quit. The closer you get to God and more revelation you get, the more he going to fight you. Amen. Paul did not, when Paul got saved and got the Holy Ghost, Satan kept buffing at him. Yes, stayed there all the time punching at Paul. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah, I'm not letting anything get me. People, these trials you're going through is not for your bad. It's for your good. Because if you were looking at your imagination, it's a lot of reason not to come to church tonight. Oh, yeah. Your imagination will talk you out of it real quick. I think I'm going to get sick. How can you think you're going to get sick, or you're sick or you're not? Call Brother Barry, you feel like you got a cold. You either got the cold or you don't got the cold. See what I'm saying? Imagination works on the people's earth. And that's what Paul was trying to get us to understand in the Word of God. He said, cast down imagination. Because we got to get out of here, Brian. And the devil ain't going to let up on your mind. Oh, yeah, you said, Brother Jewish, how you can go on the backside of the desert, put you on the Isle of Patmos, but you still got to have this. And it's still going to talk to you. How do you, in other words, you try to hear, you sometimes thoughts come through your mind and you think, where did that come from? That's not your thoughts. That's the devil that flew in your head. He's trying to get you to think that's you. You need to cast that down, church. You ain't this message right here. You know, all these things come up today. All these red flags about the message. Now everybody got something to feed on. Is the message right or the message wrong? Imagination is working now. Well, Brother Brandon made this mistake, and Brother Brandon made that mistake. Oh, this message can't be right. Hallelujah, Brother Jew, you didn't realize Brother Brandon made a mistake. I said, I've been doing it for years because I realized Brother Brandon wasn't God. I realized Brother Brandon wasn't God. The only thing that was God about him, he knew how to get himself out of the way and let God use that gift. Hallelujah, I made a mistake. You made a mistake. Brother Brandon was not guilty. It was the Word that was guilty. That's why people are leaving the message. Imagination. Oh, I've been in the wrong doctrine. I've been in bondage. Hallelujah, I've been in bondage all the year. Brother Barry's been preaching to me. I had to dress a certain way. Why am I? And not sure. I know where now I'm free. Now I can cut my hair. Well, all this to do what I want to do. Hallelujah, that's your demonic imagination. You done yield your body to the devil, and he's using you for an instrument. Imagination. We're living in an age that we're going to have to gird ourselves up, church. Because it ain't going to get no better from here. I just seen the thing. This lady, just this young girl, 15 years old, stabbed her little baby to death. What's causing people to do this stuff? I had never seen nothing like it in my life. They killing kids like you never saw. People just doing demonic stuff like you never even heard of. You know, it used to be a man and woman break up, and the man, I'm out of here. You go your way. I'm getting my divorce. He leaves. She's in the refrigerator. I'm thinking, what's going on? Satan done took this world over. Imagination to become so strong that the people can't deal with it no more. Mental depression has done pushed the people's almost insanity, and the devil's aimed at you. The bride, we even got bride people that done lost their mind. We done got bride people that done turned themselves into a girl. Imagination. I tell you, some people, it's so weak to say, young man, you better have a revelation. But you go down the room and you look at her, hey, she's bad. You better make sure it's a she. It's just that real, isn't it? I told him, I just found out half of the models you see at Victoria's Secret, how they up there at the mall. I know everybody done been there. You see Victoria's Secret. Half of the models that they're with Victoria's Secret, and all of them models is not women's. We living in a pervert age. Imagination running away. But God has got an answer for him. Here go Paul. Paul began to deal with this thing right here. Hallelujah. And Paul began to realize why people imagination is, why people losing their mind, people going insane, people's in the message going insanity. Hallelujah. They were. Hallelujah. Everybody feel like they've been in bondage. Hallelujah. I want to be free. The only thing that can set you free is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to fear nothing. Don't you fear nothing. You take God at His word. God say, I will provide. So many people have got so tied into the news, I ain't never seen nothing like it. And they believe all that lies. I don't care what they say. I don't care. There ain't nobody going to straighten this nation out but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How can you straighten out a nation that doesn't keep God out of the school, that keep God out of their politics? How can you straighten a nation out that has totally rejected God? People, this thing is demonic, this ahead of you. It ain't nobody going to straighten it out. But one day, we're going to have a king that's going to come back to the earth. He's going to rule and reign for a thousand years and straighten this mess out. It ain't going to happen no more. Our nation has rejected everything of God. It's nothing good of God. You say something about Jesus today, you scare a demon to death. You can say here, imagination. What are we going to do about this thing? It's getting worse. And worse and worse. Sickness is everywhere. Don't even worry about it. God said, I'm your healer. I'm your healer. Hallelujah. In other words, they told me, they said, Brother Joe, what you going to do? Hallelujah. In other words, everybody was telling me a while back, how you going to be able to stay on the field? The gas price is going up and this is going up. I told them, that ain't for me to worry about. Yeah. If God called me out there, God will provide a way. Hallelujah. I don't want you to worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you don't take no thought, because if you think about it, your imagination is not working. Amen. God provide your every need here. Let me use this here. I'm going to not be here long tonight. I'm just going to read another scripture here and we're going to perish you. But I want you to get to what I'm trying to say, people. It do not get no easier. Young people feel like, I try so hard. I try and I just keep falling on my face. And the devil keep telling me, you know you ain't got it. Young girl, I want you to just quit church. You can't do it. I want you to tell the devil, I know that I can't, but I know that he can. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to quit trusting in myself. I'm going to quit trusting in what I can do. And I'm going to trust in what he can do through my body. He can do all things. You cannot do it in yourself. You try to fight your own battle, you'll lose every day. But if you give it to Jesus, get rid of that imagination. Let me show you this thing right here. Don't get no better. I'm going to read a scripture here from the book of Romans. Here you go, Romans 1. Now we're going to hit the subject real good. Romans 1. Paul began to deal with this thing. You ever thought about Paul said these words? Let me lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset me. Paul said, let me press toward the mark of the high calling. Paul said, let me forget those things that's behind. Let me forget what things. I tell you, he has some things to forget. He got to forget that memory in his mind when he seen them stone Stevenson and crush his bone. He's standing there with his coat in his mouth, in his hand. Paul had to forget those things behind him. Hallelujah. The only way you can forget those things behind you, you got to realize when the blood of Jesus Christ come here, he do away with your past. Hallelujah. What he do away with your past, you can tell the devil, you can bring that up, but God can't see it. Half of the thing we've got over is what we've done in our past. We can't let go of it. I've done this and I've done that. People, I want to let you know right here, if I beat myself up on my past, I wouldn't even come to church. Yeah. Hallelujah, I done so many things that I wouldn't want to. If God would turn it and show everybody my past, I'd walk out of here in humiliation. But I realize here, once I accept the blood of Jesus Christ, he put it in the seal for forgiveness, and I don't have a past. I have the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. He says here, Romans 1 says, for the invisible, Romans 1 verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power. Put my glasses on. I had to make it a little easy on me. He said, what's wrong? I ain't got my glorified body yet, but I will get it. Hallelujah. He didn't hear that word. Even the eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without an excuse. Hallelujah. In other words, God is not giving us an excuse. Too much revelation done come. People don't go to church. People quit church. Oh, I can make the rapture. You don't have to go to church. You are in a delusion. Your imagination is taking you away from the word. Only way you can stay clean, you got to be washed. We all got to be washed. Because we come to church with spirits on us sometimes. We all get spirits. You say, I ain't never had a spirit. You got one right now, lying one. We all have spirits that attach to us at times. We get attitude. If you've been married, well, I got the perfect wife. I better leave that alone. Imagination. Let me sit here. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, and became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Today, what it is, people got imaginary God. Some of it, their job. Some of them, everything, that's my God. Anything that you want to make God, you got the power to do it. It's right here. You got power to do it. Hallelujah. But people got a magic. They're not thankful for nothing. Hallelujah. God bless them this way. They want more this way. Teach me, Lord, to be content. Hallelujah. If I'm content, I don't have to worry about everything else. I don't have to get in the rat race of this world because we're going to get it all anyway. Hallelujah. He said, let them go. Let the world have their luxury. Let the world have their glory. We're going to get it all anyway. I'm not worried about this stuff. God's going to take care of his bride. Young girls, I'm going to let you know right now, if you're looking for the perfect man, oh, he's going to be the perfect Romeo. Hallelujah. He's going to be muscly and all this. You better quit reading them books. Because he's going to get old and ugly. So you better not have your mind on how he going to look. You better be, what do he believe? How do he serve God? Having a young girl to never get married because they're too picky. And the young guys, they hear, I'm going to have to get me one. All right, she, man, she too old-fashioned. What you want? You want a Jezebel in your house to drive you crazy every day of your life? You go out there. You let her just walk down the road there and let your imagination run away with you. You actually running. You just like a turkey coming to a decoy. It's the truth anyway. And he goes and says, professing himself to be wise, they became fools. And changing the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-foot beasts and creeping things. And then he said, what? Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness. And through the lust, what do lust come from? Your imagination. When a man looketh, not touch, looketh, you got something in your mind that can create you a picture. Oh, you can look at all these stars and the thing you see on the world today, the kids dressing as like, that's not them. That's their imagination. Living in that demonic world. That's why you see guys going. I've been going down the road sometimes, you see some guy out there. And I'm thinking, who do you think he is? Michael Jordan. He couldn't even hit a garbage can with a ball. But he is still in his mind. I'm Michael Jordan. Some guy walking around with his britches down, and all he thinking he is some rap star. He's walking in his imagination. I talked to my cousin a while back, some years in New York. He called me, oh, brother, I'm going to make this record. I'm going to be popular. He's still sitting at home with his mama. That's just the truth. Imagine that he done wasted half of his life, my head, thinking he's going to be some rap star. Imagination. Young lady, don't look at this garbage they got out there. You are what God made you. Hallelujah, young boy, you are what the great God made you. You live like a son of God and a lady of God. Let the devil, because the devil hate the way you live. Every time you walk there, that's why them other women have to look at you and they start pouring the veil, because the life on you is condemning that devil. Amen. Let me finish this out. Praise God. I really praise you. Musician, you can come up. 24th verse. And God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves, who chained the truth of God into a lie. To a lie. We're not living a lie. We live in revelation. Lie got no substance in it. But this word got substance in it. How do you know it's real? Because I've been there. I know what it is to lay in a ditch and drunk. I know what it is to lay there and vomit all over you. But I know what it is when grace reached down and picked you up out of the mud. That's God's grace. It ain't you that done it. It's God. Amen. And serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them up to vile affection. There, even their women did change and not to use. That which was against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unclean, receiving unto themselves that recompense of their error, which is me. Hallelujah. That word I want to let you know, church. Hallelujah. Why we got all this perverted living here? A man that get attached to another man, he is completely possessed by a devil. He completely possessed. I ain't talking about halfway. I'm talking about complete. A woman to get attached to another woman that way, she's completely possessed by a devil. God created Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. It's your imagination. And our kids are subject to the spirit. And the world is telling you it's normal. It ain't normal. The only thing normal is the blood of Jesus Christ. The only thing going to keep you this day, keep your mind on Christ. May God bless you as they play a song here. Because he lives. Because he lives. Young people, don't get your mind teared up. Don't open the doors. They call a thing called the window. Don't go into a window that you can't close. The devil might be in the room and say, click it. You pick yourself up. Don't do it. Cast down your imagination. He's trying to take you into a where. He's trying to take your spirit into a realm that one day you will look back and say, my life is wrecked. If I wouldn't have stopped for a moment, I wouldn't be serving God today. Raise up young people. Serve God with all your heart. I'm not going to let the devil use my mind. I'm not going to let the devil take over my body. I'm going to give my body to Jesus Christ. I'm going to resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to conquer my imagination. He lives. And as we sing this song, because he lives. Because he lives. I can face. Because he lives. Because he lives. All praise God. Hallelujah. All we give opportunity to somebody do have a need before I turn it over to the pastor. I know. Hallelujah. I know right now that the devil defeated. Young people, we are the light. We are the resurrection. We are what God called us for. We can do it.
It's worth a living because he lives.
One more time as I turn it back to the pastor. Don't let the devil rob you.
The captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul and make me whole. Spring up, oh well. Abundantly. Again now.
I got a river of life flowing out of me, and it makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
The Lord. God's not given us a spirit of fear, a power of love, a strong mind. We can keep our mind stayed on Him. And I'll tell you what, I'm grateful that He gives us that. I'm grateful that He gives us those things to be able to fight in the day that we're living in. He didn't put us in this generation and hope we make it. He put us in this hour and gave us everything we need to be overcomers. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Take Up Your Cross and Follow Jesus. And let's sing it tonight now before we close in prayer. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him, but count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know. Cross and follow Him. Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, that we are called your children. We are part of the family of God. Lord Jesus, we know that you care about all that we go through and all that we face in this hour, Lord, and how the devil works on our minds so very often. And Lord, even makes us think wrong things about ourselves and can do that right in church. But Lord Jesus, we believe that you are greater because you're in us, Lord, than he that's in the world. And Lord, we're just resting on your promises and resting on the principles of the Word of God. How we thank you, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, it's just good for us to be reminded of those things. I pray, Lord, for the people this week, Lord, and ask, oh God, that you would just walk with them and just be their portion, Lord, this week. Lord, in all of our different challenges and the trials that we face, and Lord, the victories that will be won, we want to give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. I thank you, Lord, for this assembly, and thank you, Lord, for the bride of Christ and the ministers, Lord, that faithfully serve. I just pray now that your Holy Spirit would go with us, lead us, and guide us in your will. Lord, bless all those that are traveling tonight, and the faithful ones, Lord, who are caring for those that they, Lord, their love and parts of their family. We just commit them into your care and ask that you would give strength, Lord, where it's needed.
We ask all these things not because we're worthy, but we ask them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for your glory. Amen. And amen. God bless you, folks. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. And just trust that the Lord will bless your week. And Lord willing, we'll see you on the weekend. God go with you tonight. Let's sing it as we leave tonight. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross. Count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him. Take up your cross. Take up your cross every day. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.